Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Charlie Baker says state police payroll and personnel records should not and will not be destroyed. That today, after a WBUR report revealed that state police tried three times this year to dispose of records in the midst of an overtime and pay scandal that has rocked the agency. Baker's opponent in the upcoming election, meanwhile, says efforts to destroy records are tantamount to a cover-up. WBUR's Steve Brown reports.
Governor Baker made it clear today, even though they were within their rights, the state police should not at this time be destroying any records.
What they did was completely consistent with standard operating procedure. They shouldn't be destroying payroll records. They shouldn't be operating under standard operating procedure at this point in time, given everything else that's going on with respect to the state police and payroll.
WBUR obtained copies of three documents from this year in which state police asked permission from the state's Records Conservation Board to destroy 167 boxes of records, including time and attendance records, employee records, detail and roster assignments, along with other accounting and financial records. The request applied to records held longer than the legally mandated minimum of 6 years. But the timing of the requests have raised many questions. The first request for destruction came just days after reports surfaced that some state police payroll records had been hidden from the public.
When is Governor Baker going to get a handle on his state police?
It didn't take Jay Gonzalez long to try to tie the governor to the controversy. The governor's Democratic opponent in next month's election held a news conference in front of the State House this morning to call the request to destroy the records a cover-up. Gonzalez says the governor needs to take charge and get to the bottom of who was trying to destroy these records while criminal investigations and audits were going on.
This is a management failure of epic proportions. The governor has failed the people of Massachusetts, who deserve a government of integrity that is acting to serve their interests.
Gonzalez reiterated his call for both Public Safety Secretary Dan Bennett and State Police Superintendent Colonel Kerry Gilpin to be fired. He's also asking the state's Inspector General to investigate, adding if the IG finds there was an attempt to cover up criminal activity at the state police, the findings should be referred to the Attorney General or U.S. Attorney to pursue criminal charges. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.